Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. On July 25th, Georgia Ag Commissioner Tyler Harper announced appointments to 13 of Georgia's agricultural commodity commissions. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, the Georgia Department of Agriculture administers the farm-funded programs. Funds collected by the commission under grower-approved market orders support research, education, and promotion of each commodity. Commission members are producers of the specified commodities and appointed for 3 years, but can be reappointed. The Renewable Fuels Association sent a letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan regarding the E15 RVP petition. RFA President Jeff Cooper says 3 months have passed since EPA's public comment period ended and more than a year since EPA's statutory deadline to put a final rule into effect. And yet, Cooper says, despite strong public support, the EPA still hasn't finalized the rule. After reaching historic highs in 2022, prices for major fertilizers have trended consistently lower. FarmDoc Daily says supply and demand fundamentals, as well as some resolution to the ongoing impacts of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, were contributing factors. Fertilizer prices peaked during the second quarter of 2022. Anhydrous ammonia reached $1,635 per ton in June of 2022 and has since declined almost 47%.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.